Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't pretend to have it all figured out, you guys. We just show up anyway. Because the truth is, faith isn't always loud and confident. Sometimes it is quiet and messy, absolutely full of questions. It's the in-between where you're still becoming and still learning and still trying to hear God clearly again. You guys know God does not wait for you to be polished. He calls you as you are, meets you in the middle. If you've ever felt like you're still trying to figure things out, good. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, and this conversation is going to resonate and speak to you like crazy. Today's guest is she's my friend, Catherine Schaefer. She is an author, she's a podcast host, and sometime at one point or another, I may or may not have threatened to charge her $17 if she didn't start a podcast. And I just want to say that she hasn't stopped since. And eventually, somehow, I'm going to get $17 out of her. But what I threatened, if she didn't come on my show, that would be the moment that she had to fork over the money. And she's here, you guys. Welcome, Catherine Schaefer. I'm going to launch you right away. First of all, I'm so glad you're here. You're doing amazing
Thank you.
things. Like, you have not stopped, literally. When I say she hasn't stopped, I mean she's doing everything. So tell my
Yeah.
audience, like, give us your elevator pitch. Who are you? What do you do? And what makes you special, darling?
Yes, the $17 is a true story. Yes. I mean, that pretty much kickstarted it. And yeah, you're right. I haven't stopped. I don't even know, between you and God. I mean, God brought you into my life, and that's where it kind of all kickstarted. I began with books. God was like, woke me up one day and was like, you're gonna start writing. And I've always been a writer of some kind, and that's kind of where it started. And it just snowballed from there. And I think it was more for growth in myself. The books really helped me grow as a Christian. I was very new Christian. I mean, I was in the faith, so to speak. Like, I knew about God, I knew about Jesus, I knew all the stories, and you know, that kind of stuff. But I wasn't walking with God, right? So the books were definitely for my growth as a Christian, and then some of the books were dealing with some trauma, some things that I hadn't dealt with, the passing of my mom and things like that. And then it just snowballed from there. And then he was like, okay, you're comfortable with writing the books. And now, guess what? You have this beautiful friend who's doing wonderful things with podcasts, and you have a voice, and you're comfortable with your voice. So now you need to do a podcast. So reach out to her. And I was like, maybe not. And he was like, yes, you do. And that's when we started talking, and you were very adamant that $17.
Exactly. I want to go back to that because you do have some books out, and I think that's amazing.
Yes.
And I started with books before I had the podcast, and I think, the first couple, like, it's a vulnerable process.
Yes.
It is vulnerable and it's kind of scary, but once you do it a couple times, like, it's not so scary, right? You're like, oh, this isn't vulnerable. However, podcasting, okay, this is my fourth show. And every single time, like, it does not get easier and it doesn't get less scary for me. It's still very scary because the level of vulnerability in a podcast is so different than writing books. Now I know writing is my safe space. Writing a book
Right.
is like, I'm safe. No one could touch me. No one could see me. And I put the book out and I never have to think about it again. A podcast, I'm flipping
Right.
a camera on every day. So
Yes.
the podcast idea was planted long before we talked. What was that process of, like, the real story that made you realize, like, podcast is the next move? I'm gonna have to work towards this bravery.
I wanted to reach, I think I wanted to reach Christians more, on like a level where it was one-on-one in a way, where it was as we were walking through the struggle. Books are great, in big picture moments. Right. Like, we have a struggle, we write a book, and it's a big picture. It might not solve a problem fully, but it gives you the walking steps. But a podcast is everyday struggles, and it reaches people in the everyday. And I think that's where the podcast really came to life, because the books were great for growth and doing that big walk, but the everyday struggle is where I was like, man, I gotta reach people in the everyday, because I struggle every day. I wake up and I stumble as soon as I get out of bed, right? Like, I'm walking with God and I face plant out of bed, right? And I'm like, how do I reach people that are struggling just like I do? And that's where I think the podcast got planted. As I was writing, I was like, how can I reach people more in depth, more every day?
No, I love that. And you can feel just in your conviction that God has blessed this. There is a need for people every day, because that's what happens. We think that once we find Christ, right? We think once our eyes are open that it's easy from there on out. And like, it's fine. I profess my love for Christ. It's not a big deal. And that's not the truth at all. We are literally sinners, and it doesn't matter. You know, we will continue to be people of sin. That's the whole point of Christ. And so, how do we keep people from deciding on their own humanity that, you know, to not give up on themselves? Like, I'm just not good enough for him because I keep messing up. No, everybody deals with that. Everybody deals with that struggle. Everybody deals with that doubt. That's why we need him. And we need people like you to be able to take people to the reality of that. What do you think people get wrong about the idea of waiting on God?
I think it's the stigma that has been kind of instilled on us that we have to be perfect to go to God. We have to have it all figured out. We have to be these perfect vessels for God to use us. And I think it's very an old, it's this old idea of Christianity that was instilled in us in some, I don't know where it came from. I can't figure it out, but it was instilled in us in some way that we have to be perfect. We cannot bring our problems, but that's not how God works. God doesn't care about our brokenness, our messy. He's not scared of any of those things. He wants us to bring those things to him. That's the whole point of God, because that's where he does his best work, is in our brokenness. That's where he's going to form us to be what he wants us to be. That's where he's going to do his best work, because if we don't surrender our brokenness to him, how's he ever going to form us to be the people that he sees us to be? Because he already knows at the end how we're supposed to be. But if we don't ever surrender and become humble and let go of our ego and our pride and all those things that are human, how are we ever going to become those people that
I
he
love
sees?
that. I love that so much. And you know, just to give you guys a little here, I do follow Catherine on social media, so I get to see quite a lot of her stuff. And I would say you're kind of part of the planted seeds for me, because you know, my whole thing when God called me to steward the mission, I'm like, yeah, no. I don't look like a Christian. I don't talk like a Christian. I don't think like a Christian. I don't belong in church. I don't look like one of them. Right? I don't sound like one of them. This is, you know, this is it. And he keeps saying, use your voice. Like, you have to. This is where you're going with this. I know who I created you to be. And that's it. You know, the whole time I've been rebelling against that of like, I don't, you're really going to use
Doesn't
me?
matter.
You're going to use me? Like, you know how you made me. Are you sure? There's days I literally just met with a reverend for the show a couple episodes back, you guys, where I literally was like, are you sure? I still question it. There's days I wake up and I'm like, are you sure about this? You're one of the voices that, you know, there's times you say, no matter what, where you are, he's calling you. And so
Appreciate that.
I just thank you for doing your work, because I know, you know, there's going to be someone listening today that just thinks there's some kind of image. And the people that I would trust the least are the people that pretend to be polished, the people that pretend to be perfect. They can never know me. They could never relate to me. And I think that's part of why God uses us, because he wants us to talk about the mess, you guys. We don't need a curated Christian who pretends they're not a sinner. Everybody's disappointed because the preacher got caught doing something horrific. You guys, he's a man. Just because he's a preacher doesn't make him less human than any of us. You
He's still
know?
a sinner.
Yes. And that's, it's just people put so much into humanity. And I think, because you say, let's share the mess. And, you even call
Honesty.
it, there's an in between, I love that. What does that feel like? What does the in between feel like?
The in between, it's when you don't have it all figured out. You are literally in between. You know what you're supposed to look like, but you're not there. So you're not completely in sin because you know who Jesus is, you know who God is. You know a lot of the scriptures, you know the Bible, even if you don't know a lot of them, but you have the idea. But you're not there yet. You're not perfect and you're never going to be perfect. So that is an unattainable, but you're perfect with grace. Because of God's grace, that is enough. You know, and that is the attainable part because you have grace. You have God's grace and mercy. So every day it is new within you. He gives that to you. It's an invitation. And that's what we have to remember is that every day that is given to you freely is that grace and mercy. So all you have to do is accept it. And it's okay if you mess up. And that's the in between is that it's okay if you mess up. It's okay if you wake up and you stumble and you fall on your face. Just repent, pick yourself up, say, God, I messed up. I'm sorry. Let's keep walking. Take the next step because he's right there with you. It's okay. That's the in between because you're not in the depth of, you're not in the hole. You're not turned away from him. You're willing to keep going. And that's the willingness. That's the in between. It's to keep going. No matter what happens, you're accepting the invitation. You got the grace. You have the mercy. You just keep taking those steps.
I love that. I love that because it's accurate, and I think, it's easy to be someone that says just, tell God you messed up. But there's something really freeing for me when I do mess up and I just tell him, like, dude, my choice words are very different than messed up, you guys. Okay. And he knows what I do, and it's not messed up. It's a lot bigger than that. It's big, spicy words, okay? But I say that to him like 10 times a week. Dear God, I really effed up, okay? And it's all of a sudden, like, I'm okay, 'cause I know he's like, it's okay. We're gonna do the next right thing. And I could never move into that without him. I want to talk a little bit about, because it just came into my head, something that I guess I need to share. Last week, because you guys, I make it a goal every morning. I wake up and I read the Bible before I do anything else, before I touch my phone, before I do anything. And I've been so good at that. Like, it is just like I don't have to think about it anymore. I just do it. But last week, I feel like every day I read the Bible, I couldn't even tell you what I read. I was so disconnected. And like, I'm still in my head, I'm like, God, this just isn't resonating. Like, a whole week of scripture where it just kind of fell flat for me. It's so weird for me. So what would you say, for people that maybe feel that little bit of a disconnect, to move back into that space where we're hearing him and that scripture is resonating again?
And I think it happens for a lot of us. I think sometimes we get into a space where, and maybe that scripture wasn't meant for you. And I think a lot of times when we read the Bible, we read things that aren't meant for us right now. We're not in that season where God wants to reveal that scripture to you, where it's not meant for you. I would just say keep going. The next scripture that you read will be for you, right? God reveals things to you when it's your season, when it's your time. Don't feel like, oh, I failed. Or I'm not good enough, or I should just stop. That's not the point of the Bible. It's going to feel like sometimes it falls flat or you're disconnected, but God's still with you, right? Like he's still there. He's not holding a checklist like, oh, you failed at understanding the scripture. Like he's not curating your reading of the Bible. If you miss a few days of reading, or if you didn't understand it, or if it fell flat, or you didn't, your heart wasn't open. It's not a perfect thing that he's worried about. The important part is that you got into your Bible, you did read it. but it was maybe not meant for you in that season that you're in right now, right? And that's okay. A lot of times, what can help too is praying before you get into your Bible. I know that ha does help as well, is praying for wisdom and understanding. That can help as well. And that's, and that's okay too. But I wouldn't worry about it too much. I would just keep going, just keep going, keep reading. It doesn't matter.
No, for
God's not
sure.
worried about it. Yeah, God's not worried about if something falls a little, if you feel like it falls flat, he's not worried about it. It just means that it wasn't meant for you in that season.
I love that. I love that answer, and that does bring me peace. I feel like, the first year that I read the Bible, you guys, it was just words. That entire year, I never felt anything. I just felt that pull to like keep doing it. Keep doing it, just continue to read the Bible, just keep doing it. Never a connection, okay? The second year though, the f day one, I start January 1st. It's like the Bible was alive. Every word spoke to me. There was always something in it for me, and I really felt that. And genuinely, most days I do. But I think yes, in the space that I'm in, there was something that wasn't for me in that moment. Maybe I would take it wrong, and it would affect my stewardship right now, or so I absolutely love that, and I think that maybe at first it does feel like a chore, but eventually the relationship does grow. And if it gets kind of weird in the middle, I love what Catherine is saying, where it's just that wasn't for me. So now I feel like I'm going to go reread it and be like, wait, is there something in here for me? Because I'm just going to force it. It's wild because I read, my schedule is I read Old Testament and then it's Psalms and Proverbs in the middle, and then I read New Testament. So I get a little bit of each every day. And even Psalms, and Psalms is my favorite. It just kind of fell flat.
Psalms is
So
beautiful.
yeah, I was just like, I don't know what's going on with me this week. It's a weird week, but now I'm gonna go back and see what was in. Maybe there's a secret I need to go search for or something. Something. That's so funny.
Don't
But
force it. Let God do his work.
that is so
Give him the
funny.
pen and not you.
Exactly. So let me ask you, because you have this incredible level of confidence, you have this just like
Oh,
people are,
don't say that.
come
Don't say
on. Yeah, whether you believe it or not, but I'm gonna get to the real question here because I want people
Okay.
to know the truth. Like you are a voice that will draw people. Like you, the way you speak, I know like people would just be like lulled into this, like
Oh, I
very
appreciate
rel
that.
very relatable. Like this is where, this is where you're gonna be. It's okay to be messed up. Where I'm like, dude, you really screwed up. You're like very gentle and take people in and draw people in. But I want to ask you, even in knowing that, like I'm affirming that very clearly, you're on God's path.
Thank you.
Do you still have moments where you're like doubting what you're doing and you're like, what the hell am I doing?
100%. 100%. There's still days where I argue with God, like, are you sure? Like, are you sure this is like, did you take a wrong turn, like two doors down? Are you sure it was supposed to be me like 8 months ago? Like, yeah, there's absolutely like yes, there might be a level of confidence and the voice and the podcast and most days it takes I have to get into scripture and I have to get into prayer, and there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes for me to get I mean, as you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to get in front of the camera, right? Like, I'm naturally an introvert. I rather would write books forever
Because it's
and just
safe.
hide behind my books. But there's doubts, there's absolutely shaky ground, but he's the rock that I stand on, and that's what gives me comfort, and there's days where I don't know what I'm doing, and I go, God, I'm just gonna hold on to the hem of your rope, and hopefully this works out, and we're gonna try this route, and we're gonna try that route, and this is the way you're leading me, and well, I mean, I'm gonna trust you that you know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing, but but yeah, there's days where there's no confidence. There's no confidence in me. There's confidence in him, but I don't have confidence in me most days. I'm gonna tell you that.
No, I
There's
love
always.
that so much. No, and it's very relatable because I mean, there's I have a notebook of all my interviews because I usually ask people questions, two questions before I get started. I didn't do that with you because I know the dr I know your stuff already. Okay. And there's days where I show up and I still do what you said you do and just kind of argue. I'm like, I don't, are you sure? There's days literally because I will pray for my conversation, you know, like I say, God, please bless my conversation. Let me show up. It, you know, your light needs to shine through. Take out whatever part of me you don't want showing up today. Like, this is you. And some days it's just like, God, you better show up. Like, I trust you. Literally, I've written that in my notebook because I am just so, I don't know what the hell he's doing with me in this moment. And I don't know why this person is who scheduled an appointment with me, but I'm like, this is all you. And so I literally, like, inside, my eyes are closed and I'm clenching my fist and I'm just like, I hope he pulls it off. And I don't know what I'm gonna do if he doesn't. And he does every single time. So.
It's not my co yeah, it's not our confidence, right? Like it's not ours.
No.
It's all him.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's he gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. That's, making it to 100+ episodes. I couldn't have done that without him. I'm gonna
No.
be honest,
Yeah.
because I don't know how many times I wanted to quit in between. I'm gonna be
Yep.
honest. I don't know how many t days there was days I didn't want to hit record. I don't know. It's brutal.
It
This life
is.
is,
It is not for
it's
the
not an
faint. It's
easy.
not for the weak. No.
No, when people are like, "Oh, you're a Christian, easy life." No.
It's harder because
It's harder.
you're going up against, you know, things that
Yeah.
people are, you know, the devil's busy. That's all I'm going to say. The devil is busy and you're going up against a master. I mean, he's been at this for thousands of years and it's just what he does and he's cunning. And he shows up
Absolutely.
beautifully and like he
Yep.
it's crazy. And
He knows.
sometimes, yeah, God's asking me of something and I'm like, are you sure, Satan, get behind me? Like, is the devil putting me, setting me up right now? Like
Right.
and so it, you
Yeah.
know, just having that discernment to know what you're showing up to. But girl, there's days I haven't recorded, and that's the hardest part because I stop recording. I'm like, F this, I'm done. And listening to his voice and then trying to come back from that has been the hardest. And I've done it several times with my Listen Bitch podcast where I fell into it and I'm like, I can't, I'm not doing this anymore. And a couple weeks go by and he doesn't stop. And I'm like, oh, if you're not gonna shut up, I'm just gonna do it to shut you up. Like, I love you, but God, just stop and I'll do the stupid show. The same thing with having a podcast with guests. I said no forever. It's been a hard, cold no. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I've tried a few guests on my other show. I hated it, so I started charging so people wouldn't want to do it. Literally, just protecting myself. Like, God, you said bring guests. I'm bringing guests, but nobody wants to pay the $30. So darn it. And then the people pay, and I still am like, I don't know if I really enjoy this. God's like, I don't care. I don't care if you enjoy it. Start a show. Start an interview show. And he set up little things to push me. Where I said never, I was like, I'm never gonna do that. Well, this thing happened, and I'm like, dang, that was cold-blooded. Never gonna do this. Boom, another thing. And I'm just like, it all points to that, you know? And it's terrifying. Like, you know, by the time people hear this episode, I'll have had the show for what, like 4 months maybe? So I'm still new with this, and I'm terrified. Like, every episode, I'm
You're
just
doing
like,
fantastic.
yeah, see, it's that fault. It's God. It's God. I'm not here. I close my eyes. I'm like, Catherine's so smart and Jesus loves her so much. I'm closing my eyes and
Oh
I'm
my.
hanging on for the ride. So let her speak life into them. What is something that God
No.
has taught you through obedience, through this mission, through stewarding this experience that you didn't expect?
That's a good question. I don't honestly that we're at the end of the day, what is, I don't even know. Honestly, obedience is actually the main thing. Like what you said, obedience. I actually just recorded an unscripted. I'm trying something new. So this is actually in a couple of weeks. So I script all my podcasts. Usually I write them, I edit, I do the whole thing. But I'm doing a whole new in the next couple of weeks. The episode will come out where it's completely unscripted. I'm doing a whole new thing that God led me to just to now he's like, okay, you're comfortable. Guess what? Now you need to be uncomfortable because we don't grow in our comforts.
I love
That's what I
that.
was going to say to you. We don't
Yeah.
grow in our comforts.
Yeah.
So, as soon as we get comfortable, God's got to, do a little, shake it up a little bit and be like, oh yeah, you're comfortable now. You've grown enough. Now we got to make you uncomfortable. So I think, that's what he has taught me is, obedience, and that leaning on him is better than anything I could come up with. Like, I need to learn because I have trust issues, always have. My life, my childhood, I've never been able to rely on anybody except myself. So trusting, especially trusting an entity, as we called it when we were growing up, that you can't see, you can't touch, right? Like you didn't grow up with. Like it was just, it's something you read about. And then trusting that person with your entire being, with your life, I think has taught me more than trusting myself. Because I've had to trust that something bigger than me has got me, that I can rely on and obey that person, because I'm also not the most obedient person. Ask my husband. I can trust, I can, and be okay. I can trust people, or my father, I can trust him with my life and be okay. I can trust that no matter what happens, he's got me. And I don't have to just rely on me. It's not just me in this world. It's not just me that I have to carry everything on my shoulders, that I am the only one that has to worry about the bills or this or that or how we're going to survive. Or there is somebody out there who loves me, who died for me. I mean, if that is not the ultimate show of love, I mean, we know as parents, we would die for our children. Right. I know I would for my kids. I don't know any parent out there who wouldn't. But to know that somebody who died for me, that I never met physically, I mean, if that's not the ultimate show of love, and if I can't trust that person with my life, what am I even doing? Right. So I think that was the one thing that he taught me, is that I can trust him fully because he died for me, and he trusted me to do that. And I think that was it. And then all he asked of me is for my heart, and then for me to obey and trust him back. And that's it. I mean, if that's so small, really, in the grand scheme of life, I don't really have to give him that much. It feels like a lot when you're asked to do certain things, like hard things, like uncomfortable things, and all those things we want to, we have to give up the sinful nature and all those things that we're used to having. But really, if you really break it down, it's really not that difficult. It's just because we're made of flesh, that's why it's difficult. It's because we want to be comfortable. It's because we want to live in sin, because that's what we're made of. We're made of sinful flesh. But really, in the big picture, he doesn't ask a lot of us for what he did.
And that's why I think that when you really understand that scope, like you said, of what he did, and that's why, it's so important for us to steward our mission. That's why I want to shake people to their potential, because I think someday you're going to see him face to face, and what are you going to have to show for it? No big deal. You did what you did. You're going to do it for everybody else anyway. No, it's like he literally did that just for me. So how do I ever repay him? I cannot. I
You
cannot repay
can't.
him. The least I could do is every day show up where he wants me to show up and say what he wants me to say, and steward the mission he wants me to steward. And I have to go back because my brain is neurospicy. Most of my people know that. But you're like, I got comfortable with the writing and I got comfortable with the scripted podcast, and now he wants me to do the next uncomfortable thing. And the whole time, my subconscious is like, I'm so comfortable doing the show. And now I'm like, no, I'm not, because I don't want to do another scary thing. So this whole time you're talking, I'm having this inner dialogue argument with myself, like, stop saying you're comfortable. I am not I'm comfortable with Catherine. She's my friend. Let's just say that is true. But I am not comfortable doing a guest show. So please don't launch me into something else. This is fine right now. But yes, it was making me laugh. I'm like, I have to just share my inner dialogue right
That's,
now.
I
But
love
you guys, I mean, he paid the ultimate price. And I think if
it.
you're stewarding a relationship with Christ, if you're curious, like start there. Start there, because then once you read the Bible, when you realize like he died for you and it was horrific and it was brutal, and everybody that loved him had to watch this, and God had to watch this happen, and everybody just had to let it happen because you know, I couldn't imagine what his mom was feeling, what his, you know, everybody that loved him, you want to save him, but nobody could. He had to do this. You start there and you realize what he did for us, and you go back and you start reading the Bible, you realize everything. God orchestrated every single thing in that Bible for you to be here in this moment. So, what would your advice be to someone listening right now? They feel very called to something, but they keep hesitating. What's your message to them?
That's a good one. Fear stops us from doing a lot of things. I know you talk about it a lot. I listen to a lot of your stuff. You talk about it all the time, and I mean that's what resonated with me to do the podcast, because you were right. Fear stops us. We talk about doing all mirac like so many things, and we don't do it. We are greater talkers, you know. We talk in circles about all the great things we're going to do, the businesses, the shows, the this, that, but we let fear dictate what our calling is. And we have to realize that with God, we can do anything. With God, there is no reason to be fearful. If God called you to do something, He's not asking you to look at the finish line. He's not asking you to predict if you're going to be successful. That's God's job. That is God's job to take you to the finish line. All He's asking you to do in this moment is to take the first step. So, when we were talking about the podcast, He wasn't asking me to look ahead and be like, okay, I want you to think about in a year from now what your podcast is going to look like, what your stories are going to look like, what you're going to talk about. He didn't ask me to do any of that. All he said was, talk to Brandon, find out what it requires to do a podcast. Like, what platform? Where do you host your platform? Like, where do you host it? That's it. Just have a simple conversation. That's it. Just take the first step, right? And then once I had that info, then it was like, okay, now take the next step. Like, okay, so what else do you need? Right? So it's just take the steps, because once the steps are done, then they don't become as scary. So that's all it is he's not asking for you to run up ahead, and he's not doesn't have a checklist where he's like, oh, you failed to do all these things in this amount of times frame. He's not curating, you know, your future. He's not being like, oh, you failed to do this, so now you're not good enough. All he's asking you with him next to you is to take a step. And it doesn't have to be a big leap. It can be a baby step. Just take a baby step. Do a little research. You know, if you're not sure what this even looks like, do a little research. Talk to somebody who's in the business. Reach out to somebody. Have a conversation. Nothing is scary if you just take a baby step. And remember, God is with you. He's not going to let you fail. He is with you every step of the way. He's not going to run away. He's not going to let you fall. And if you fall, it's because there was a learning lesson in there somewhere, because there was something better that you were supposed to get from that moment. Because even in failure, there's a blessing in it. And that's what I think we have to remember, is that, you know, and that's, I think, the other thing I want to say is, we a lot of times when people fail, they look at God like, oh, God let me do this, so he's, you know, a bad guy. Or, but even in failure, even in the bad moments, there's a lesson and a blessing in it. And we have to look at all those things as there's a reason those things happen, because there's either something bigger up ahead. Because he knows there's something that's going to come out better from it. There's a lesson that we are supposed to learn from it. and there's a blessing that's going to come from it. So just because it looks bad to us, realize he's already moving mountains and moving people around to make something better come out at the other side.
No, I think that is the perfect message for the audience. And this is the part of the show where I get to say what I think makes you special. First of all, I do want to say, you guys, if you're listening, we've been friends on Facebook for quite some time. And this is the first time we actually had a live conversation on a video camera. And what's crazy to me is that she's like someone I already know. So I think that makes you incredibly special, that you are like an automatic kindred spirit, because I've watched you enough. You
I
just come
felt the
through
same.
as that same person. Like, that's my friend Catherine. It wasn't, I mean, I just already knew you. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So I think you're very gifted in that,
Thank you.
your people are already going to know you because God is shining through you. And it's not your voice that makes you special, it's your obedience. You
Thank you.
didn't wait until you had it all figured out. You didn't wait until it was perfect. You just said yes. And now you're in the space where you get to help people realize that they don't have to be polished to be called. And let us know the name of your podcast. How can people get resourced with you?
So the name of the podcast is Unpolished but Called. So I do have a website. It's katherineschaefer.com. But to reach me personally, my Facebook I'm most active on. It's Katherine Schaefer. Message me on there. But yeah, otherwise I have a website. All my stuff is on there. The books, the podcast, both podcasts are on there. The Long Way Through Scripture is on there as well. But yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of me is through Facebook.
Perfect. Make sure you guys get resourced. I think what you're doing is powerful. I think what you're
Thank
doing
you.
is real. And I think this mission makes you incredibly special. To everybody listening, you don't have to have it all figured out to start. God is not waiting for perfection. He's waiting for your yes. So be obedient, be bold, and remember that your mess is your message. Even the questions, even the doubt, even the seasons where you didn't feel ready, that's where your voice is actually built. And if you've been filling that pool to use your voice, to share your story, to finally step into what God is calling you to, that is literally what I do. It's the same thing I did with Catherine. She said, "I want a podcast." Fine, do it. And she hasn't had to pay a dime for that experience or for the advice. And I don't gatekeep, you guys. I am the voice authority. I will help you take your story, your faith, and everything you have, and we'll turn it into something that actually impacts people. Okay. Whether that is a podcast for you, or maybe it's a platform or something bigger, I'll help you build it the right way. I have a free group, literally free. I tell all the secrets and I confess a lot of truth. Okay. But I will literally for free tell you how to start a podcast. So you don't need $50,000 to start. Don't believe the hype. Okay. How much did it cost you to actually start? Is it like $30 a month, maybe?
Yeah, for the audio boom, yeah, I think it
Yeah.
was like 30, 20, $30, yeah,
Yeah.
Canadian. Yeah.
And for, I think, a year is like $159 or something I pay. So that's it. These
Yeah.
people that are gaslighting you guys and telling you that, making you think that money is your opposition, it's not. That's just the devil manipulating you and trying to keep you afraid of your power and potential. So I'm saying get outside of the noise, come inside the group. It's in the links. Make sure you get resourced with
Yes.
Catherine. Follow her on Facebook. You guys will know her as well as I know her, having never met her, but I feel like someday I'm going to get to squeeze her in person because I just adore her. I adore your work. Make sure you guys check out
Thank
her
you.
books, give her podcast to follow, share this episode. Okay, because Catherine needs to reach someone that you know that she doesn't. And I think it's super selfish if you keep it to yourself. So just share this out wherever you can reach the most amount of people. We appreciate that. You can tag her in it or me. We're both on Facebook. Okay. So make
Yes.
sure you tag us out on that. Share, leave a review. Stars are cute, but like if you actually type up some words, that's how it reaches the algorithm hit. And that's it. Catherine, thank you so much for your time. If you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special.
Thank you.